Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. God bless your listening. When the people of Israel, the descendants of Jacob, were being held captive, the Lord came to their rescue. So Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron by night and said, "Up, go out from among my people, both you and the people of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also." The Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We shall all be dead." Today's Old Testament reading is found in 2 Samuel chapter 7. David wanted to build a temple for the Lord. The Bible says, "Now when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, 'See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent.' And Nathan said to the king, 'Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you.'" In this next part of the reading, the Lord tells David and Nathan not what they will do, but what he will do and make for David, an everlasting house and kingdom. The Bible continues, "But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, 'Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. and your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. The word of the Lord. In all we do for the Lord, we must first consult his word to find out what is pleasing to him. Jesus Christ is the rest and house promised to David. In him, God's people have rest from their enemies of sin and death, and in him they shall dwell forever. This next prophecy from Isaiah 7 points to the conception of Jesus, that God would come to be with us through the womb of a virgin. The Bible says, "Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, 'Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven.' But Ahaz said, 'I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test.' And he said, 'Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." We come now to a powerful prophecy in Isaiah 11 about the Messiah who came, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins." The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In this reading, the angel Gabriel announces Jesus' birth to Mary, who responds in faith. The Bible says, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.'" So in the middle of the reading here, a brief comment. Mary was favored by God, but not because of a special quality in her, but because God loved her and because God chose her to be the one through whom his son would come into the world. Going back to Luke 1, the Bible says, "And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God.' And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Mary did not doubt what the angel said, but she wondered how, so Gabriel told her. He also offered her proof by telling her about Elizabeth being pregnant in her old age. "Let us also be certain that nothing is impossible with God." Our final reading today is our epistle reading for today from Romans chapter 16. In this reading, we have Paul's closing words in his letter to the Christians in Rome, and they encompass the entire good news of God from the prophetic Old Testament writings to the proclamation of Jesus Christ being made known to all nations. God's eternal being, his wisdom, knowledge and power are all far beyond ours. He calls those of faith to respond in obedience to his will. The Holy Spirit moved St. Paul to write, "Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
questions, needs, contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. This is our regular schedule: Sundays, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. Now, may the Lord of peace continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.